Israel's military says it has killed another high-ranking member of the Lebanese militant group Hezbollah. Nabil Kaouk, the deputy head of Hezbollah's Central Council, was killed yesterday. Israel said it has carried out dozens of strikes on Hezbollah targets in Lebanon overnight, with local media reporting that at least 15 people were killed. The attacks follow on from the killing by Israel of Hassan Nasrallah, the overall leader of Hezbollah. Well, we're joined now from Beirut by AP journalist Karine Shehai Ebb, and also by Professor Yossi Meckelberg, Associate Fellow at the Middle East and North Africa programme with Chatham House. Thank you both for joining us on the programme today. Karine, to you first in Beirut. Israel has announced the killing of another high-profile Hezbollah member, and the bombing of Hezbollah targets across Lebanon and I understand also in Beirut has continued.
Yes, absolutely. The Israeli military did announce that they had killed a senior high-ranking official, Nabil Aouk. Hezbollah have not commented yet. However, they did announce just minutes ago that another senior member was killed. And this was in the same airstrike that killed Hassan Nasrallah. Once Hezbollah announced the death of Aouk, this would be the seventh senior official killed in about 8 days or so, which has completely rattled the organization. And yes, the airstrikes have continued. There was just one in South Beirut that we just heard a couple of minutes ago as well. And it doesn't appear that things are calming down anytime soon.
And the government in Beirut has declared 3 days of mourning following the death of Hassan Nasrallah. What is the feeling in Beirut right now in the aftermath of that attack? And how is the city coping with the spate of bombings and also the large number of displaced people who have arrived there?
Yeah, there's certainly a lot to unpack when it comes to all these different things. You know, Hezbollah is a very divisive militant group entity in Lebanon. Their supporters are very loyal to the organization with their history of, you know, fighting off occupation in southern Lebanon. But their opponents are extremely concerned about the existence of a parallel military force, the Lebanese army, which they believe, you know, helps them impose themselves politically through force. Now, the death of Nasrallah, of course, what it definitely did, though, is that it brought a lot of concern across the country. People are now worried that this might be the start of a further escalation in the conflict, a further intensification of the strikes. Of course, his supporters everywhere were extremely sad on the incident. I was on the streets when the news came out, and you can see people just bawling, some people even fainting by the shock of it. But at the moment, yes, there's a massive displacement crisis, especially over the past, you know, 3-4 days. You definitely see a noticeable increase of people fleeing the southern Beirut suburbs, fleeing southern Lebanon. You know, in several Beirut neighborhoods, you can see thousands of people in public street squares on the Corniche by the Mediterranean Sea. People are just laying down on the floor in mattresses waiting to find a place to stay. And the government did say that, yes, you know, they're cash strapped. They're having a hard time finding enough places for people to stay. All the schools they're setting up as shelters are filling up really, really quickly. And people could be displaced, Prime Minister said today. And this is something that a country like Lebanon cannot cope in such a quick period of time.
All right. Karine, thank you very much for joining us today from Beirut. We can let you go and speak now to Professor Yossi Meckelberg. Professor Meckelberg, the killing of Hassan Nasrallah, a seismic event, a dangerous moment at a delicate time for the Middle East. What can we expect the response to be from Iran and from its proxies in the Middle East?
Good afternoon. Yeah, as you said, this is a seismic event in Middle Eastern politics, and the question how all the sides involved are going to see that. Is Israel think this is, you know, gets closer to looking for a political solution or keep pressing a never-ending war? Whether Hezbollah also get the message that it can't defeat Israel militarily and it finds even difficult to hurt it militarily, so it also need to come to its senses and go back to Resolution 1701 of 2006, and also for Iran, whether it, everyone, including Israel and Iran, would like to drag the Middle East into a war with unforeseen circumstances, or try to understand that this conflict actually brings the region on really on the brink of all-out war, which no one is going to win it, but there will be many losers.
What are the likely next steps then for Israel? We've heard there from Beirut that the bombings there have continued today, and right across Lebanon, Hezbollah targets have been struck. Hezbollah clearly now weakened by the loss of many of its leadership. What are the next steps for Israel then?
I think depends again how the government and the military is reading what happened in the last 10 days. I think from a military point of view, you know, it's by any standard a success. But it might lead them to think that they could keep going, maybe entering even ground forces and try to push Hezbollah to the Litani River. But at a certain point, they need to start thinking diplomatically and politically what they want to achieve by the end of the war. Because the end of the Hezbollah will say it's part of Lebanese politics. They won't, again, as in the case with Hamas, it won't reduce to zero its military capabilities. So at a certain point, they need to look, you know, to the United States, to France, to the United Nations, think, yes, we are in the ascendancy military, but here is what we put on the table as an offer to finish it. But I don't think this is the thinking right now in Israel.
All right. Professor Yossi Meckelberg and also Karim Shea Hayeb, thank you both for speaking with me today.